أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واللاتي يأتين الفاحشة من نسائكم فاستشهدوا عليهن أربعة منكم فإن شهدوا فامسكوهن في البيوت حتى يتوفاهن الموت أو يجعل الله لهن سبيلا. In the previous ayat, the previous ruku, Allah explained about social life and one important aspect, that is inheritance. How it should be distributed, who shares are what. Yeah, in this he did quite a bit of the details are given, and other places in the Quran Sharif as well. And then in the hadith, more clarity is found, and Allah reward the great fuqaha who had collected it all in one place and made it a complete science of its own, of inheritance, and all the laws can be found there. Another aspect of social life, and this was a ruling at the beginning of Islam, and when the actual law was still not revealed as Islam, and the laws of Islam came gradually. Later on, the law, actual law was revealed. But at the beginning, if a woman had committed some evil act, adultery, fornication, or lesbianism, etc., then at the beginning there wasn't a specific punishment of what had to be done. So at that time it was that they were put under house arrest until mort overtook them, or if in their lifetime the law of Allah was revealed. So with regard to that, Allah Ta'ala says, وَاللَّاتِ يَأْتِينَ الْفَاحِشَةَ مِنْ نِسَائِكُمْ. اور جو کوئی بدکاری کرے تمہاری عورتوں میں سے, whoever commits some evil acts, that means sexual evil acts from amongst your women, فَاسْتَشْهِدُوا عَلَيْهِنَّ أَرْبَعَةً مِنْكُمْ, تو گواہ لاؤ ان پر چار مرد اپنوں میں سے. Then bring four witnesses of your men. Yeah, also we see the complete perfect rule and law of Allah Ta'ala. We know for any matter you need two witnesses. But yeah, Allah said four, that is two on the woman and two on the man. That these four witnesses are required, and only if you have proper four witnesses that this woman has committed the act of adultery or fornication, etc., then the punishment will be met out to them. So when that happens now, and four witnesses have come, and up to this stage in the law of Allah was not revealed, what is the punishment? فَإِنْ شَهِدُوا پھر اگر وہ گواہی دے وے, and they give evidence that four men, فَأَمْسِكُهُنَّ فِي الْبُيُوتِ, تو بند رکھو ان کو عورتوں کے گھروں میں, then keep them locked in their houses, which we will call today, they will be under house arrest, they are not allowed to leave the house. This will be حَتَّى يَتَوَفَّاهُنَّ الْمَوْتِ, یہاں تک کہ اٹھا لے وے ان کو موت, that is a life house sentence, a house arrest sentence, whole life. O يَجْعَلُ اللَّهُ لَهُنَّ سَبِيلًا, یا مقرر کر دے اللہ ان کے لئے کوئی راہ. Or if Allah Ta'ala reveals any law with regard to that, what the punishment is. And this law was revealed later, that if a unmarried woman commit an act of adultery, fornication, an act of fornication, then she will be lashed 100 lashes. And if she is a married woman and the evidence is complete, then the punishment will be that she will have to be stoned to death. So this was the law that came later. But in the initial stages of Islam, the law was not revealed. And if any woman had committed such an act, then the punishment at that time was that she will be kept locked in her house and not allowed to leave until mort comes to her, or till in her lifetime if this law of Allah was revealed. So yeah, this is also a great command of Allah. if it is observed and it is made law in any country, then all these evil acts of adultery, which are so common, which society cannot live without, and there are so many evils and harms in there. The children, if they are born from there, nobody takes actual responsibility for them. Those children grow up in a very, very wrong way, and they develop very many wrong habits, and they become a curse on society, and they are the problem makers then in society, and it disturbs and upsets the whole equilibrium and the whole proper balance and system in a society. Islam had given this law, which is, appears to be so severe, but because of that, then there wouldn't be adultery, there wouldn't be a fornication in a Muslim society where there is Islam practice, not just the name of Islam. We find that society is pure and clean of these scourges of society, and the whole society, their mental equilibrium remains very much in order. The children grow up in a perfect, pure environment. Parents also live in that environment, and it is only then that a person can get enjoyment in his ibadat. But if he's in his ibadat, in his namaz also, he's thinking of adultery and fornication, etc., thinking of other evil acts, then where can ever that person find the enjoyment of ibadat? What can he ever even imagine what is connection with Allah Ta'ala? He might be fooling himself and thinking that he's got connection, but with all these gunas and this filth, how can a person whose body is filthy and dirty, his clothes are filthy and dirty, how can he ever feel what it is to be clean and comfortable and to be presentable? He might imagine in his own mind that he's very clean, but the world knows how dirty he is. So much worse than that is our spiritual condition. If we are guilty of all these gunas, we don't make tawbah from them, and we are involved in such gunas, then our condition is like that. And then we cannot get the enjoyment of any ibadah, even of keeping roza, making zikr, anything. A person, the first requirement is to come out of guna, to live a nice life, come out of the dirt, take a bath, they wear clean clothes. That is the starting point. Ether, asar will be put on later, but the first is to come out of the dirt. So Islam has made the system that people don't in the first place fall into this dirt. Just when any country, if this law is enforced and it is made law by the government, then already all how much of this evil of society will be removed. And if anyone does commit it, like in Medina Sharif, whenever any person, any punishment of this, when it was given, which is not very long a long time ago, then the whole of Medina, they should go into such a state that nobody will ever think of committing those gunas, whether it's murder, whether it's adultery, or anything else. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand the laws of Allah Ta'ala, and as Allah explained in the previous ayat, that Allah has set limits for us. That is, in married life, you are limited to your spouse. Don't go for your sexual gratification to anyone else. The husband must go to his wife, the wife will be satisfied by her husband. But when a person transgressed, وَمَنْ يَتَعَدَّ حُدُودَ اللَّهِ, who goes beyond the limits of Allah Ta'ala, then it upsets the whole society, and to maintain that, Allah has made this law of this severe punishment for this very terrible guna, if it is committed by anyone. May Allah Ta'ala let us understand our deen, accept our deen. Today we as Muslims also find it hard to accept the laws. And that is the great, great weakness of our iman. A person must be wholeheartedly prepared to accept the laws of Allah Ta'ala, and not only accept them, but enforce them as well. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.